Oh, it looks like we could take, like, screenshots as we're going?
Like selfies?
Of the hangout.
Hey, man!
That's some bullshit.
What happened? What the fuck? You can't do that!
It's like we all post and where we see someone else.
This is gonna be so fucking annoying.
Imagine you got a picture.
You can let go of you.
It's just nothing but Ryan. Got his own private photo.
They're all just Ryan being
This is the worst fucking app in the world.
That one's Dwight. That one's
Dwight. That one's me. What the fuck?
It's only when I take the picture. See, ready?
Take whatever you're looking at.
You're having way too much fun with this.
The one that came out the back.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Team Goose podcast for episode 114. That was a little wind up. That way we can set the podcast with a home run, you know what I mean?
A little rice rocket. I gotta turn my music off.
Oh, no, Ryan.
How unprofessional.
Right? Sorry. Apologies. I'll send letters.
You don't have to do that. Please don't do that.
I'm just going to send them out to random places.
I didn't say where. Send them.
Do you listen to the podcast? Don't do that! It's the rudest thing you've ever done to me.
What?
Why? Well, who's being rude to Ryan right now?
No one.
You. You there.
Stop it.
You know who I'm talking to.
Okay, stop that. We can't have a fucking picture thing going off this whole time.
You with the hair.
He's talking to you, Terry.
Oh. I'm sorry, Ryan.
It's okay, Terry.
He's talking to the person that doesn't have the app open.
So, 114, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You're getting up here.
I made it.
Yeah, Jose's here.
Yes, I did. Just...
Jose?
He sure showed Dwight.
Right?
Showed him. That's right.
Yeah.
Talking shit, and I came in. So bullshit.
So much shit was said.
I don't know why, but I believe Ryan.
Rodeo, because there was so much shit, you know what I mean?
I believe Ryan when he tells me these things. Mm-hmm. Especially because he's fellow brown man. That right, Ryan.
That's right.
That brown. Brown, bro. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. I think it's for blacks. What's the brown way? What's our brown handshake? I believe that's Terry's. Terry, I apologize for using your handshake.
Yes, you should.
I apologize. I am very sorry.
You have offended the black
man. Not sorry, Terry.
Oh, well.
I respect you enough to not apologize.
To not apologize.
I know you wouldn't really want me to. It would be more insulting.
That's a big assumption there.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
God damn it, you're right.
I knew it. Stop typing. It's so loud.
I am asking our fans to tweet us questions at the Team Mongoose podcast hashtag right now.
Let's see if any of them are, what's Ryan's big news?
That's what I...
Not everybody has been
I was waiting to get into that.
Yep.
What is your big news?
Yep, Ryan, just let's go into it.
I'm nervous.
Right from the start.
Hurry up. Go, Ryan.
That's pounding. So Sarah is expecting...
Okay, don't...
Don't do that.
Don't do this. Don't do this. Okay.
To start her new job on the 26th.
Of this month?
Of this month. My last day of work is the 20th.
God damn.
That is quick as hell.
Well, it's been a 6-month process, so.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Quick as hell, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's that... like you find out, and then like you're within a month, you're already here.
Found out today.
Ugh.
And I have 9 days of work.
Yeah.
I'm picking the 8th, the 9th, the 12th, and the 13th off. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days without work.
Why are you taking those days off?
I know. Why don't you take the last days off so then your last day of work is going to be earlier?
It's,
you didn't, that's, you didn't think of that, did you?
No. I'm sure he has a reason.
I think of everything. And the reason I did that is because my birthday is the 12th.
Yes.
My anniversary is the 11th.
Okay.
And we're going to the Hard Rock, well, the hotel formerly known as the Hard Rock, on the 10th. I'm going to spend the night.
Why did you stop going? You know, I just quit.
I mean,
well, that's an option. You just, you know, take your days off, get your paid vacation, and be like, yeah, those other days I'm not coming.
I need the pay and a recommendation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll be working like, I'll get like paychecks for 46 hours and I'll only be working 3 days.
Yeah, I think for banks, it's usually like the thing that they do if you're going to go to work for another bank is that they just pay your 2 weeks out.
That's what they did at the other place.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't think my boss will do it here. Because I'm not going to another bank yet.
No? So what are you going to do once you're down here?
I have an interesting opportunity, but I'm going to talk to you about that after the podcast.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be looking at corners a lot, huh?
Corners,
intersections,
corners.
You know, Ryan, corners. You're gonna be working the corners.
No, I'm not selling my body. I'm not selling my body, and I'm not.
It doesn't have to be your body.
No,
you can sell other people's.
I'm not gonna be a pimp.
I'm just trying to give you interesting opportunities.
I didn't ask you for help. I just said I would talk to you later.
I know you didn't ask for help, Ryan. I'm doing this out of our friendship.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really proud. Sarah did a really good job. She has a really awesome job. Assistant Trust Officer Level 3.
What?
Damn.
She leveled up twice?
Can't you even tell us that? Like, isn't that, like, classified?
Do we have to be Level 3?
She's Level 3, man.
She's going to be working in the financial district in San Francisco.
Oh, whoa. Wait, San Francisco?
We're not going to be living in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So she's going to commute in?
Yeah, we're going to be living in, like, the Millbrae area.
Millbrae.
South San Francisco.
How close is that to a BART station? Just kidding. You're just gonna point to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
I don't know that
it's
way.
Like, it's like a mile.
Tell me what to stop. Tell me what to stop.
It's like a mile. I'll just drop her off on my way to work.
What's a BART station?
It's like the subway, but the Bay Area. It's the Bay Area subway. Rapid Transit.
Mm-hmm. It's their tram.
Yeah,
the train.
It goes under.
It goes
under the ocean, good sir.
It does.
Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You lose so all fuck secrets. You.
It's a dead
we go under the ocean. You guys only go underground.
You guys don't even go over mountains or hills.
Who
you'll have
you
a slope. You.
We don't even have the subway.
You. You people.
It'll be the Hyperloop. It's going to be the Hyperloop. But anyway. Regardless, it's coming up. Okay. I get to watch that press conference on the 12th, too.
Cool.
I'm going to be home.
Nice. Not bad.
I'm going to try my Can I Stream again. I'm going to reschedule it, do it Saturday, because I tried to do it last Saturday, but I lost power for 10 hours.
Oh, that's fun.
That's
and internet for 24.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still lightning and thunder, so I didn't want to take the risk of streaming. And, you know, I don't even know. It's called the If I Can I Stream, so.
It's the best kind of stream.
That is a good stream.
I'll just be talking.
Streaming for streams.
I can't ask stream.
You could more than likely do audio. Like, do an audio only one. Like a radio station. You do just do a radio station. Be like, what's your radio handle, Ryan?
Radio handle?
Yeah. Terry's Twilight Delight.
Midnight Delight.
Midnight this Delight.
Is, this is... I don't even know. I can tell.
You can't even do it. Nah, he's too busy laughing. Can't do it.
Help me out here. It's got to be something gross.
Something gross. Put,
like the palm. Golden God.
The Golden God.
Golden goo.
Golden goo. You're on with the Golden Goo.
That's a morning Stop. Show.
This is Golden Goo in the morning. We're up when the sun's up.
You pick up the shift right after Terry. After Midnight Delight, then you come in the morning goo.
This is Golden Goo in the morning. I hate mornings. Why did they get me here?
Why did I take this job?
I've been up since yesterday.
Here's some fucking music. You want to talk about the news? Go listen to another station.
I'm going to take a nap. I'll see you guys in 4 hours.
We're going to be playing the extended edition of... What's that one? The Wall.
Careless Whisper.
The Wall. Oh, okay. Or, the continuous track of 52 minutes of Dead Mouse.
Oh, that. Put that on loop for 4 hours.
See ya.
I'm out taking a nap.
Who comes in? I'd only work from like 6 to 11, maybe 10. Probably 5. 5? Mm-hmm. Morning commute. Get in at 4:30 while Terry's finishing up.
Mm-hmm.
Start at 5, end at 10.
And then the brunch crew picks up.
The random one DJ who just kind of fills in until...
The commute home?
Until the lunch guy shows up. Or no, they do like the request lunch, and it doesn't really require anybody. And then... and then the afternoon guy. The guy that picks up at 3 and goes until 6. Maybe 7 for the commuters.
Hmm.
And then we got the night guy.
Radio.
The night guy. I do. I'm in the car a lot.
Yeah. I don't. I'm in the car a good amount. I don't ever listen to the radio.
I usually listen to my Pandora, but in the morning I like to listen to the radio. Get caught up on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to work and have to read it.
You like to listen to news before you go to work to read the news?
Yeah, because at work I have to read it. And I know every time I get on Google, I'll instinctively hit news or Bing, whatever I'm using. I'll instinctively hit news, and I'll be at home, and I'll be like, no, it's not work time. And I'll just like exit out really fast. It always feels like work when I'm reading the news.
Really?
I'm always reading the news at work.
Hmm.
Because there's nothing else to do. I'm losing my goddamn mind.
You could read a book.
You could just count money. I mean,
you could count money. You could read money.
Hey, look at this button here, right here by my thumb. You see that button?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it again. Can't see shit.
Oh, I love no.
The light. Okay. That's a book.
Oh, yeah.
That's a book.
No.
Is that
50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, it's Cryptum.
Yeah, I got Cryptum on my book phone.
I'm almost done. I'm actually enjoying it this time. I'm reading it the same time as I'm listening to the Ender's Game series, and I'm just kind of like blending the two universes together when it comes to the science of the thing.
Why?
How can you read that?
What? I can't see.
What is it?
Fuck is that?
What is that? DOS?
Are you reading in code?
It's just blinding.
But look, you can see it. It's like a book.
Yeah, mine looks like Ryan's.
You can't tell me when this screen...
Well, I changed mine around so I don't use up so much battery.
You got too much shit going on there, Ryan.
I love it.
I know, that's a lot of... Dude, you got this fucking, like, icon. Is it a Halo game? How's that going?
What, this right here? No, that's the Pacific Spartan. Rim. That's the Pacific Rim theme song. Oh. It's on my Spotify. Watch, it's going to flip. Bam!
It's okay. Almost like you didn't know.
Have you been playing the Spartan Assault game? Or?
Yeah, I just finished the second level. I don't want to play it at work. So I only play it at home, and usually I'm playing Assassin's Creed, which you should be happy to hear that I've become addicted to.
Good.
You should play that when you're pooping.
Good.
That's good step one right there.
No,
what are you on, though?
Poopin's reading time.
No,
Poopin's more news.
No, that's true.
I do read the news too while I poop, but usually I read my book. What was your question?
Was it towards me or him? Because I was asking what Assassin's Creed you're on.
I started with two. I didn't like Brotherhood.
Brotherhood is good, but it's basically 2.5.
Yeah, I didn't like play two. I'm not going to play it, but I am going to go buy three on Saturday. I think I'm going to buy it digital if I can get it. I don't know how much it is, but I think I can get it cheaper at GameStop.
You're not missing much. I'll tell you that much. Like missing Brotherhood, you're not missing much. It's like,
yeah, I'm not going to. I don't even want to bother. I'm going straight to three, and I'm excited about it because I hear
three, it's you're going to be disappointed.
I don't know. My brother really likes it. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm not.
It's good, but it's like.
Okay.
I hear he handles a lot better, and that's all I care about. I don't really care about the storyline. I just go through the motions. Well, it's just fun.
Are you going to do Revelations as well?
No.
Oh, I didn't like Revelations.
That one was just easy.
I like Revelations.
Hey.
Who the fuck?
Wow, that was loud. Alex is dead. Okay. He's dead now, everybody, so it's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited. I'm almost done. I just got to Roma.
I kind of like a 3 for PC.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I have 3 for PC.
I can't even play Sonic.
Oh, Ryan, I got some news about that too for you after the podcast. Just a little bit of news.
I'm gonna hang out.
You're not even gonna sit up and acknowledge it.
No, he's not.
Know now,
huh?
Want to know now?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, you drink that water, Jose.
Stop it. I can drink another one.
Don't do it.
If you want, got one right here, bro.
You're gonna kill yourself.
I got another one right here too.
You shouldn't have that much water in your system.
Do you want another one? Because look, I got another one. I got one for everybody. Here you go, bro.
Damn. Alex is back. You got one for him?
I have no idea what that was about.
Hey there, champ. I need water, dude. I'm like dehydrated.
I have water all the time.
I need to have more. Like, I am dehydrated. Too much drinking. Too much beer.
Do you guys remember like a year, maybe 2 years ago, I did that commercial? Today. For the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, yes. You lost me for a second, but yeah, no, now I remember, yes. I remember your commercial work and your very successful acting career, yes. Continue.
You don't remember? You really don't remember?
No, I remember. It was a Chinese restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, Japanese. Yeah,
whatever.
I want to say I've even seen this video. Oh, my.
Well, change your battery in your fire alarm, dude.
We went there for dinner tonight to celebrate.
To celebrate your commercial?
No, to celebrate
his new movie deal.
Sarah getting the job. What if I did have a movie deal, Sarah? That's who I'm not going to get.
I would be proud of you.
That's who's not coming to Hollywood. Sarah, that's who. First time I said you're at the bottom.
You should let me come because I assumed it was a movie deal first.
I knew it was. I didn't even have to say anything. I knew it was. Like
mockery tones, Terry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will listen to this podcast and I will judge. Court adjourned.
Oh, I was wondering what that was. Well, I can't do anything about the gavel.
Like once I'm there.
Once that hits, that's it.
All right. Oh, there we're losing on there. Drop it like flies.
I'm still here. This fucking poster is a bitch. Sorry.
Oh, didn't want to see his
butt. No one else can see it.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I saw it. That's what bothers me. Son of a bitch fell down.
He's sitting there with himself on the big camera. I guarantee. Well, he's on the big screen himself, looking behind him like, oh, those are some dope. Oh, one of the posters fell.
It was this fucking Skyrim that fell. I saw it fall.
Yeah, see? Because he was looking at himself on the big screen.
No, because I saw it. I was looking at this one. I'm like, oh, okay, just fucking. I saw this. I saw a wall, and that's how I knew it fell. I'm looking at Dwight right now.
I'm sad I'm not going to go to Comic-Con, but I heard they sold out in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's.
Not Comic-Con, Minecon.
Minecon.
Yeah, 3 seconds. They were done.
Did you get one?
No, second batch is tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific time.
It's kind of funny how that one sold out.
It's not funny at all. I knew it was going to happen.
But I mean, like, Vegas was like we had months. There was like months of tickets just being there.
Well, it was the first convention. It was the first one. So
Minecraft was so small.
Yeah, it's grown a lot in 2 years, man.
It has, but it's a little crazy.
Yep.
I just didn't. It's not gonna happen this year. It's a no-no for me. I got bills and shit.
I'm moving to another state.
Yeah, I'm still trying to go.
And I still own a house and have a mortgage payment, so.
Mm-hmm.
And no job. I think I got some stresses.
Nah, nine, man, you got a job right now. Huh?
Nine.
This guy next.
I got bit by a spider in the park.
That sucks.
There's like four or five of them.
Okay. Why were they just... And you just let them bite you?
I was asleep.
Oh my...
My God! Alex... Alex throwing his ears into the air.
His ears?
His hands.
Oh.
They just unplug them. Who cares?
Mine's wired into the house.
Unplug those bitches. What? You pull them out.
No, it's wired into the alarm system into the house.
You turn off the alarm system, then you pull that bitch out too.
When the power went out.
I've never heard of them being tied into the house like that.
There's only the one. The one in the kitchen is awesome though, because it's like it does both. You know, it's the carbon monoxide or whatever, so it says fire, fire, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, the ones that are tied in are the ones that like call the police. So you know,
we don't have a phone line.
Yeah, but the ones that are tied into your alarm system are the ones that actually notify police.
Only if you're tied into the landline.
Well, what the fuck's the point of you having it then?
I think that your house would have a line anyways, even if you pay for it or not.
Nope. What? You would be wrong. It's only you have to have a phone number that actually calls the place to tell them there's something wrong.
Well, I thought that regardless, you can always dial 911. Service or not.
Well, yeah, that's not what the alarm system does. It goes to the alarm company. If you're not signed up, they don't hook that up.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they'd call emergency services.
No, it goes straight to the alarm company, and then they call you, and if nobody answers, that goes straight to the police. That's how they work, Jose. Just call the Jose.
I haven't had to deal with fires.
You know, with this alarm system. See, there's a pad right here, right there. Or the light switch.
I don't. Oh.
I always pulled mine out because I don't want the alarms to go.
Fire?
No, because I there's all the smoke in my room. Didn't want that to trip the alarm from those incense, you know.
Right.
You know.
You had a lot of incense burning.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Whole bunch.
Whatever you say.
Okay, so we got a good amount of questions rolling.
I was just about to ask you.
Yeah. A lot of them are from Shimmy.
Shut up!
First one from Shimmy, are you a noodle?
I don't understand the question, and I won't respond.
The answer is yes.
Well, there you go. Second one from Shimmy, the latest you've ever slept in.
I slept for 24 hours after Halo.
Yeah, I've slept for a full day too before.
I want to say. I pulled like 27, 28 hours from work. What? I had to work and then sleep, so I don't even know what time it was. Like
the longest you've ever slept.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to think of like.
That'd be the longest you slept.
What?
That would be the longest you slept in.
No, you could go to bed at noon and wake up at 8 p.m. and that's the latest you've slept in.
It all depends on when you went.
Okay, then fine. If I go to bed at a regular time, the latest into the next day I've ever slept in is about 6 p.m.
What time did you go to bed?
1.
1? And you slept all the way till 6 p.m. the next day?
It was after a swimming
tournament. Yeah, nothing to do, huh?
Ah, okay.
It was after a swimming tournament and I was just exhausted.
Yep, that'll do it.
I've done a whole day of sleeping in. That's when I'm sick. Like if I'm sick, I just sleep in.
Oh, me too. I take the day off and I sleep until about 1, and then I get up and play Xbox.
Dude, no, I just sleep. Like I have like that sweat phase and go shower, come back, sleep, and then just like I try to do nothing.
I'm over most sicknesses in 8 hours. Like most things.
Dude, no, if I get so sick, upsetting. I'm fucked.
I just want to be sick for, like, weeks on end.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
That doesn't sound like something you want to do.
Ryan, it gets really old after, like, 2 days. Like, 2 days, and you're just like, anything else, I would give my kingdom to be able to breathe out of my nose.
I don't
care.
To
not be throwing up every 2 minutes.
Or at least breathe out of it and not have one run, then one close up on the other one open up, then both of them are opening up. Then it's just...
Yeah. It's impossible. You don't breathe out of both nostrils at the same time. Anyway.
You know how much of a pain in the ass is because you can't breathe out of the other one because you got to freaking put a tissue in there because it's just... You're raining.
Nostrils at the same time.
You do, but one is much faster than the other one. One is much quicker and, like, more open. It rotates. It switches back and forth. But, you know, the other one still breathes in. It's just very slow.
Not if you do it normal. I mean, barely if you do it
normal. Not if you plug it. That's right, Ryan. I'm on the breathing out of one. not if I put a marble up there, show it's what.
Oh, no. Put a bean in my ear as a child, and I learned my lesson about sticking things in orifices. Orify.
That's not good.
Orphy.
I like that one.
Orphy?
Let's go with that one.
Okay, do you guys want to go with another question from Shimmy?
Sounds like an affectionate name for someone.
What was the last one she asked?
Orphan kid, I don't want to adopt.
She has her alarm keep going off.
Oh, you're going to get parents someday. Stupid Orphy, get out of here.
Shut up, Orphy.
Crazy kid, come on. Go back to the place where they serve you soup. Go get some socks, for Christ's sake.
The last question, Alex, was the latest you have ever slept in.
We really have to wait for his answer.
No, because it doesn't matter.
Such a mute point.
I've fucked up my sleep schedule.
I'm gonna kill you in your sleep.
He doesn't know when it's gonna come.
Why does he just unplug? Replace the battery.
Pull the battery. Pull it.
Piss
dude.
On it. Just piss on it.
There's no battery. It's Just don't talk anymore. Just sit there.
No, he has to stay.
Write on paper and put it to the screen.
Next question.
Another one from Shimmy. One night you wake up because you heard a noise. You turn on the light and find that you are surrounded by mummies. What do you do?
I grab the sword that's right underneath my... where I sleep. I start stabbing people.
What kind of mummies?
My machete's been blocked out of the house because of this wound here.
Mummies. Stereotypical mummies.
I have a very sharp hilted blade underneath my bed in easy access. And one right there that was laser sharpened for me.
Of course.
It's so sharp.
Of course.
It was made from a carving knife.
Okay, he's gonna go up and get it.
Oh god.
Yeah, let me show you.
Let me show you how sharp it is.
This part used to be rounded.
Rounded?
Yeah, like completely round.
Oh, okay. It doesn't really come off that great in the webcam.
It doesn't, because it still has the forks on the other side.
Is it a barbecue fork?
No, it was for like a turkey.
Oh, okay. I get you now. But so it could be. Why would you have that sharpened?
So you just...
Like, you go in there with your turkey and carving knife, and you're like, I would like this professionally sharpened, please.
Oh, dude, I had
turn this into a weapon.
I was sharpening it one day, and I lived with these people in Illinois, and the lady I lived with, her son came down and was like, oh, that's cool, and was like,
that's a cool carving knife.
He was like, what do you want to do with it? And I was like, oh, I don't know, I'm just sharpening it. It's what I do when I'm bored. You know, I didn't have internet or TV. And he was like, here, what if we did this? And he grabbed him like a pen and started drawing like the blade on it and was like, I'll take you to my shop and I'll do that for you. And just took it. I didn't even ask. And I was like,
like, yeah, no, I'll do it. Like, wait, no, I don't. Okay.
Ryan couldn't stab him because he took his knife away.
Although I still have my machete. It's okay. I'm always prepared.
You should have stabbed him.
I think there's a knife in there. I'm pretty sure there's a knife in this couch as well. You gotta be ready.
I got my sword.
You're
right
like
over there.
Dwight Schrute from The Office, just hiding weaponry and stuff around. Got shurikens under the table.
On the ceiling.
I got that pit bull right there. Can you see him?
The one that's asleep. That's
a killer. That's
a killer. The killer. Max, come here.
Max, kill. Max. Kill things. Kill something.
I'll put the brown one on there. He hates brown people. Can we get an Asian? He really doesn't like Asians. He really hates.
What is wrong with your dog? So, why are you showing your dog?
When I first got him, I took it to work, and my friend Joe jumps around a corner and scares the bejesus out of him. So now every time he sees somebody Asian, he just kind of loses his mind.
I think dogs are like initially racist. My dad's dog was racist. He didn't like black people. He used to like anyone. Like a white person coming to the car wouldn't be a problem. Black guy would come like right by the car. He would just. So I think dogs just they hate people.
I kind of punched the fire detector off.
Did you pull? You just pull the fucking battery out, dude. Pull the battery out. Unplug it off.
He said there was no battery.
That's why it's beeping. You unplug it and then it's fine. No, stupid.
Listen, it's hooked up to electricity.
See?
Listen. Listen. Is mine ringing? Exactly. Mine's in there, but it's not plugged in.
Hey, Max.
Listen. Max, point is, it's not there anymore.
Point is, I have killed it.
It felt like, Ryan, you remember that episode of Friends where Phoebe's fire detector wouldn't die?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Happened to me one time right before I went on a trip, and I was sitting in my loft, holding it in my hands, crying because I couldn't sleep. And my dad comes out of the master bedroom and goes, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "It won't turn off." It was like 3 in the morning. I had been up all day, and I had to fly the next day, and I was just exhausted. My dad took it downstairs and like put it in the garage in the car.
In the car?
Yeah, in the Suburban.
I was just throwing it outside.
Yeah, that would have bugged the neighbors.
Well, then it's their problem.
Yeah.
So the cops show up at our house.
Prove it. Prove it was yours. If you throw it in your neighbor's backyard, then it's their problem.
Look, this isn't like shooting your neighbor's cat with a BB gun, okay?
It becomes their property once it touches it.
Man, I had a cat shitting on my lawn, and I just shot it right in the ass. It's like, you piece of shit, cat.
I was trying to leave a shit.
Somebody just entered Jose's room.
Really?
No, I shot
him. I was like, what?
Wait, what?
I was like, no, because people, like, my sister's home, but she's back home, so, like, I would be surprised if she was, like, standing right over here. Just watching, like, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
And then I thought you looked over there. My bad.
No, I look this. If I look like that, that's looking towards the door. This is the other screen right over here. Screen, it's screen, and then screen.
I have a screen.
No, mine's just, that's like this. I have to either look here, where I have the camera facing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that guy. Is that where you're showing Max to bark?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch!
There's a proud man stealing my TV, Max.
I was watching American History X one time. You know that part where he's like coming at the screen? Max freaked out. Was like growling and barking at the TV.
Animals are definitely not born racist, guys. I just want to let you know that.
No,
all of my animals that I've had in my entire life.
This was a white
them,
guy. This was a white guy that he was barking at. So
maybe he was just barking because he didn't like his face.
He didn't. He was terrified. He was so upset.
You tell him. You got to sit down with Max and let him know that these are fake people. These people aren't real.
They can't hurt you, Max.
They can, Max, and you bark away.
All right, so I got some other questions here real quick. Christian is asking Terry how you're enjoying New Leaf.
I'm enjoying it. It's nice. I can't do anything, though, yet, because it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And I started at nighttime, and it's still nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess nothing happens until morning. Everyone's like closed and going to bed and shit. And it's real time. I can't do anything.
It's like a game that puts you to bed.
Yeah, it's like you're done.
You're done playing today.
No, that's not true. I don't know if you had a fishing rod or a net or whatever, you could catch fish. Go, you know.
Well, yeah, I can do that, but that's it. But
why don't you change the time?
The museum, I don't know if there's a museum in that one, but it's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah, could you change your time?
You could change your time.
But I don't want to fucking go back and change my time every 2 seconds.
Yeah, change it back while you want to play right now. I'd be like, hey, it's like 5 in the morning.
Exactly. It's a pain in the ass. Go ahead, change the time, come back, change the time again, change it again,
well,
change it again.
Fix it towards your game schedule. You know, if like the time you're going to pick up the game, you want everything to be open, then fix it from there. Fuck what time it says.
I'm going to play it at any time of the day I want.
Oh, well, then when you're playing it during the day, then don't worry about it. But when you're playing it at night...
How is that 3DS XL? Because I want to get one.
It's nice. It's big. It's heavy. Like, real heavy. But it's nice.
But, I mean, is it worth it? Like, or just get a regular one? Like,
oh, yeah. Compared to a regular one? Fuck yeah. Don't even buy with a regular one. That thing's tiny. Look at it. Look at this. Look at the screen. This big-ass screen.
God damn.
Here's my phone. Here's the screen.
Now make him kiss.
I did not know you got the one.
I did. The one is pretty big, too. Like, it's, like, wide. Fish. Not wide, but, like, tall.
What made you get the one?
It was either the one or the Galaxy, and every fucking one was getting the Galaxy. And they're not that different, anyway.
I they're all right. I just, HTC, I had the Evo, and they're nice.
Yeah,
HTC has, like, that. They did that, like, Windows Live kind of thing, where it has, like, that feed thing.
Yeah.
And it's really fucking loud. I think the only thing that sold me on the S4 was, like, oh, I already had a S2, so why not?
That's the other thing. Like, this thing has the Beats audio in it, and I thought, oh, Beats, whatever, I don't care.
No, it's loud as shit. It's those two speakers in the front are loud as shit, dude.
Two speakers. Well, it's nice.
That, yeah. There's technicalities that go into that, because Beats is obviously just a name that goes with it.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that makes that good is the fact that it has the two and they're front facing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily the Beats, just the fact he has two freaking speakers and they're in the front. It sounds great.
Yeah,
I think what sold me at the final part was the battery life, and that was like literally because I was like, okay, you know, the hand swipe is kind of cool, but I'm not catching myself using it all the time. The video pause thing barely works, so I was just like, the one thing that sold me was battery life, and that's like the biggest thing for me. And
you know,
Galaxy
you could buy a $40 battery, Jose.
I know, but then I can't do this. Look, okay, I can't do that because I bought an OtterBox.
You can do whatever you want, Jose. Nobody's stopping you.
I can throw it to the wall if I want. Look at this shit, dude. This is a it's thick as hell.
Why does everybody keep holding shit up to the camera? It doesn't translate size that well.
Look, input. Look at look water bottle. Oh, happy. You know what a water bottle looks like. There's my phone.
My speaker's designed to be up, to like be able to be facing down and still sound amazing, and it does.
Look, guys.
Most phones nowadays do that too.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why?
I like the S4. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a good phone. But I mean, I would have got the one honestly, but it was just the difference of like 3 hours of battery life, and I was like, ah.
Any kind of battery life would have been better than my last phone.
That's how mine my S2. bought the extended and didn't work.
I'm hitting, I think, probably the hill right now with my S4. My battery, I'm having to charge it now every day.
That's what I still had to do every day.
I have no idea how long my battery life is. Because every time I put my phone down, it goes right back onto the wireless charger.
Yeah.
Like every like it's just sitting next to my desk at work, and I just go like this, and it's charging.
Yeah,
and it's not bad for the battery, so that excites me.
That's how much shit you have running, and
yeah.
So
the S4, I've realized that every time it updates a program or whatever, it puts it in as an active process. So, like, every time I open up my phone, even if I've barely used it that day, and, like, I only use two things really on it, Twitter and by Reddit, you know, in the mornings and nights and any time that I'm away from my computer. But then I'll have, like, 9 or 10 applications going. I'm like, I never opened any of this stuff. I'm constantly having to turn stuff off, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll just do the shortcut.
Thinking about maybe, yeah, I got the shortcut open. I've had that since day one. About rooting the phone and forcing it to stop doing stuff like that. But I don't know.
Root it.
But let's move on. Saj asked, what video game do you guys want to be made into a film the most, and vice versa? Ryan's is obvious. If you guys don't already know that question or the answer to that question, then, well, you're not paying attention now, are you?
What movie would I want to become a game?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
American History X? What there was? Pacific movie, the game?
It's both. Both ways.
Yeah,
Pacific
I would agree
Rim.
With Terry on Pacific yeah. Rim.
That was my answer as well.
But I think I can do better.
What's so good about it? I still don't understand.
I don't know. I'm iffy about movies to games because they're never good.
No, well, it would be good. It wouldn't be like they're going to make it and just fuck it all up. It'll be like a good
interpretation. Well, if it's gonna be that good, then I want Zelda.
Yeah, no, I would assume, let's just for the sake of argument, you know, the movie would be good. It would be done right.
Which Zelda would you want?
I'd want something new. No, I'd want something new.
I guess something new.
I would want to like do a Lord of the Rings, like a trilogy, start from the beginning and just a quest to kill
a different,
and find
yeah,
a princess.
Different story.
Yeah, but it had to say a game though, so it can't just be like something new. Like
it can follow the storyline.
If we're gonna do that,
it wouldn't have to do like a. It wouldn't be based off a game. It would be based off of Zelda lore.
Yeah.
Then I'd have
because if you're basing it off a game, that's when it becomes a failure as a movie. Because
mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's saying like an actual game that's already been made. That you
yeah,
like
that make it a movie.
Into a movie, not yeah. you know.
No,
a game.
I mean. Why?
No. No, Ryan's right as well. It doesn't have to be. Forced in the same timeline as a game, just the game that you would like to see made into a movie, or vice versa, a movie made into a game.
Like, instead of the next game coming out, it's a movie, and instead of the next movie coming out, it's a game, but it's something completely different. But it's still the same people you know and love.
Mass Effect.
Ooh.
Mass Effect would be good. They've already done like 90% of the work for them.
Man, what's another one? I'm trying to think of a movie that I want to be a game.
That hasn't been done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
maybe,
no. We'll throw
like
that in the
ring too. Boondock Saints. It's kind of like Assassin's Creed.
Pretty crazy.
Dude, I wouldn't even mind a Bad Company 2 movie, like, all just dick and fart jokes. The Bad Company 2 is just a big middle finger to Call of Duty. Like, that entire journey was just a big middle finger. So I really did like that battle for Bad Company 2. It was just hilarious.
Yeah, movie wouldn't be too bad either.
Big budget action blowout.
Yeah, it would just be popcorn fluff. It wouldn't
an Elder Scrolls series.
Yeah, that'd be good. Like something from the beginning, because a lot of people haven't played. You know, the
something from
stuff.
Like starting with the one that was just like an arena.
Yeah. Was it Daggerfall?
Something like that. Yeah, I hope they open the whole world up one day.
That'd be neat. Like the next Skyrim, since they're gonna or not next Skyrim, next Elder Scrolls.
I do that too.
Yeah. Because they're going to be on the new consoles, and you know how technology works. If a console can't do it, then fuck upgrading your game engine. So now everybody's going to be bumping their game engines up, which means it's going to start pushing computers again.
That's good.
Which is good, which means bigger maps and everything like that. Like all the Dead Rising one, I think, is probably the most. Probably the best game to look at for what's the word I'm looking for?
Open world?
No. To like show off the fact that, you know, you can have a shit ton of stuff on the screen now.
You think
it's
more
like
than
a
that
tech demo. A tech demo.
More than that racing game that takes like 2.5 hours to get across the country or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
that
crazy.
Was well are you talking about
like the racing
Need for Speed game?
No, it's like a racing MMO.
Yeah, you're talking about the crew, but the 2 hour one, it was a different game.
Oh, I thought that was the same game.
No.
Need for Speed?
No, it's not a Need for Speed.
See, that's
game.
What I'm saying.
It's a one off. Rooster Teeth just did a video with it.
They're gonna have huge maps, man. It's gonna be crazy. Battlefield's just gonna be nuts.
Yep. Call of Duty probably won't change.
We're all PC in that. So
yep.
Not well, unless I get a better one by then, I'm not.
You
console.
Will. You're
well,
more likely
I mean,
going to get a better PC by then.
Yeah.
When does it come out? Next year, sometime.
Yeah, but I want
to get no end of this.
End
year.
Of
this
year. Yeah, end of this year.
October.
What?
Yeah.
October. Yeah.
Yeah
October 28th, I believe.
The
which kind of says when the new consoles are going to come out as well. So
yeah, the next gens come out soon.
Next gen's like next month or next 2 months.
No, so, if it was next month, they would have had a date
by now.
It's
November and December, man. Come on. Pull it together.
Yeah.
You gotta look at the whichever games gonna come out.
It's gonna be fourth quarter release. There's no doubt.
Yeah, but you gotta see exactly when. I mean, like, I think the first game to come out is Battlefield and Watch Dogs.
Xbox said November.
Yeah, that's Xbox though. That's not PS4.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
that's PS4 is not going to come out much earlier or much later.
Fuel is the name of the game. Fuel.
Oh, okay.
They did a just under 2 hour clip, or like a whole 2 hour video of them driving from one end to the other for the achievement.
That's awesome.
But, but I think that crew one is actually near that, Ryan. I forgot how long it did take, but yeah, no, it's an hour or two for sure. That game, I'm excited.
I liked the sound of no loading in that Dead Rising game. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That should be more
prominent.
That's gonna be scarier, dude.
But, well, that, you know, and you can have like 500 some odd zombies on the screen at once now.
It's crazy. We've been talking about Legendary on Halo 4. It's just going to be like a shitstorm of grunts. And if they bring back the Flood, we're all doomed.
Someone actually tweeted at me, kind of sad that seeing that I probably won't be going to the Xbox One. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, does that mean that we're not going to see another Team Mongoose Halo plays or whatever, or another playthrough Halo?
I'm not sharing my screen.
But no, yeah, Ryan is more than likely gonna probably do that on his own.
Yeah, by then I'll have a new computer. I'll do it with my brothers, and I need a fourth. You can probably.
Well, it depends on when it comes out and when it is, and how my situation is.
It comes out 2014, so they'll have the cheaper Xbox One out. You might be able to
maybe
get one.
I don't know.
I'm hoping they release a special edition.
It's probably gonna happen, dude. I mean, I'm probably gonna buy an Xbox One, but way later.
I'm buying mine in 2014 only because I want them to release a special edition, and I know that if they do and I already bought one, I'm not getting another one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then whenever the next Halo comes out, I'll buy that special edition, and then
the cycle continues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's our games to movies conversation.
Sure.
Yeah. Lady of the Lemons asks, what are you guys currently obsessed with?
Payday. We started Payday.
Payday. You guys are the worst fucking criminals I've ever seen.
We got the job done. We got out of there.
Barely.
Barely nothing. Terry, how much cocaine did we get away with? We got away with everything but one bag, and we took that for ourselves.
Of course you did.
No, there's a mission where you have to get cocaine from one place to another, right? And you do that on the first day, and the second day you have to keep it moving. And on that day, you have to like load it onto a boat, but the guy on the boat only comes by every few minutes. So he'll come by. There's like 9 bags. He'll come by. He'll take 4, and then he'll take off. And then he'll come back in a few minutes, and then he takes another 4. But then there's always one bag left over that
and
he just won't take.
You know,
by the time you're there, you got cops all over the place just shooting at you.
No ammo.
You're not gonna wait any longer. So you just take it with you.
Can you like put it in your inventory?
You just hold on to it.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and it doesn't count towards...
fuck you to the guy.
Yeah, it's a fuck you. Like, we're not waiting for you. This is our bonus.
That's for making us wait for that damn boat.
Guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, so hopefully I get a new computer soon so I can start doing more shit. I really want to do more shit. I want to play Minecraft. I want to play everything.
Everything.
But you can play Minecraft already.
Not well.
That always boggles my mind. Is you see Minecraft and it looks so not as graphically intense as it should be.
But it just eats your computer alive.
Well, it's not even the graphics that do it. It's just everything that's going on. There's a lot of stuff that goes down below you as well. Like all the mobs and stuff below you are always still going. You know, stuff behind you is being rendered as well. You know, a lot of things are going on the screen and stuff that uses up a lot of memory. and a 9800 GT apparently is just at the very bottom of that list of compatible things that can run it. And that's what Ryan's using. You were using a 9600 earlier, or an 8600, I think.
No, you didn't. The new one didn't work. I'm still using that one.
Wait, the 9800 one didn't work?
No, remember?
Oh, so you're using a 96.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Well, then there you go. 96 is at the bottom of the barrel then.
Yes, I know my computer is at the bottom of the barrel. You don't have to remind me over and over again. Thank you.
You're probably not even in the barrel, to be honest, Ryan. You're probably under the barrel.
Some sprung a leak.
You're the one that's plugging the hole at the bottom.
You're being harsh.
Telling you the truth, Ryan.
Don't talk about her that way. She's holding on.
Just like giving it all she got.
Just like my car did.
But you're going to be here in a month or so. And that's good. Ooh. That's good. If anything, we can give her a nice tune-up. Get her sparking on all cylinders.
I need to clean her up. She's dusty, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So, next question. If there was a red button that gave you $100,000 when pressed, but it killed 1,000 people.
Pressed it.
Each time, would you press it?
Pressed once. It 5 times already.
Once.
Didn't even have to hear the second part.
Do I know these people?
Yeah, do I know these people? That's
the
question.
They don't say. I think they ran out of characters.
Let's just assume they're random people in some other country that I've never met.
Can I choose a location of where it affects?
Can I choose?
Okay, wait.
Do I get to pick?
Because this is...
Let's revise the question. Okay, no. All right, so you get 100,000, right? But 1,000 people die. They could be people you know, people you don't know, anywhere around in the world.
It's
limitless. Okay, no, just wait. All right? But you can add a stipulation each time, but it takes a zero away from the amount that you get. So you could choose it to be random people that you don't know,
this is really
but then you only get 10 grand.
I'll push it 10 times. Solved. If you take a zero, I'll just push the button enough times to equal my amount.
I know, I'll drop it down to like, so I'm getting $10 and I'll just sit there all day. $1? You got it.
Hitting it with your fist is going to make it go any faster. You get one of those woodpecker things? Yeah, the birds that'll just keep pressing it and you just leave it off for your life.
And it just drops into a bag, dollars at a time. Some guy's just walking down the street.
Oh, that's so sad.
I guess eventually we kill the same amount of people, so it doesn't really matter.
Somehow the population of the world just drops slowly. Nobody knows why.
But my house keeps getting bigger. Can I like put a stipulation that it's my neighbors so I can buy their houses and make my house?
I think as long as you just keep not knowing them, eventually.
No, just don't say hi to them.
I don't know you.
You go outside, they're like, hi neighbor. No.
Hey, it's your neighbor, bitch.
Dive into the bushes.
I don't know you.
Are you okay?
Don't look at me!
I'm clean!
So that question was from Reed, so... Yeah, Reed. You've killed almost everybody in the world.
But we made a lot of money.
Worth it.
All right. Shay asks, favorite insult?
If I wanted my comeback, I'd ask your mom.
That's pretty good.
I don't have a favorite insult. That one.
I don't either.
What'd you say, Terry?
I don't have one that I
always appreciated that one.
Me too.
Okay. If you excuse me, I need to go fill Jose's mom's bowl up with water.
I'm quite busy today.
I'm sorry, Jose.
as I drink from my cup that I'm sure someone's spitting.
I hate you.
I don't even know you, but I hate you. I don't think I have like a favorite. I mean, I'm a good fan of the old like this, you know, that like that pause. And you just look at them, you fucking stupid. Yeah, like that's a good favorite.
Or just, okay.
All right. Now what okay. do you think smart people would do?
Right. What do you think you said wrong there?
I do this.
Okay,
often
so at- you just said a lot of wrong things.
Often at work, somebody will walk up to me and say something, and I'm on my computer, and I'll just go.
The people watching or listening to the podcast are not going to understand, but it was good. Okay.
I think silence is probably the best insult.
It's mainly the sigh of disappointment.
Look.
It's just a.
I often hear him just going.
I like the frustrated head bow and say. You're losing patience.
I've never been on an airplane.
All right. Chad asks if we're excited for Breaking Bad on the 11th.
Yes.
And the Breaking Bad Mythbusters special the day after.
What? Oh, yes.
Yeah, Mythbusters is doing a Breaking Bad special. It looks awesome from the preview.
Are they going to break the myth if you can't cook meth in an RV?
Impossible. And you can't make blue meth.
Best episode ever.
That would be funny. Now, the one that I was most interested in is in the first season where he's going into that the crazy drug dealer's house and he throws the whatever
oh,
the
yeah.
fight was.
Oh, that explosion. I like that.
Yeah, they're testing that. So I'm excited to see how that's going to go.
Yeah, I don't think he would have made it. Like,
I don't think it could have been that big, but...
Maybe.
Who knows? Wait, I don't know.
It's like, we brought in this random group of meth heads to test out this meth. They're going to let us know what they think.
Settle down, Johnny. You'll get your fix.
Just a bunch of...
Are they going to test out like that weird scene at the end that was like unnecessary? Where like it was what's that guy's name? The guy with the Chicken King guy?
Gus. Oh,
Gus. Like yeah, like that was like unnecessary. Like I didn't expect it to happen.
I don't think it was unnecessary. If
like it was like what was the point of it? Like they were like they tried to show like a smaller yes. door. I was like it didn't need to be in there.
Yeah, it did. Because no, at that moment, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? They still can't get rid of him. And then yeah. he
and then he dropped. Okay, well, yeah. still, he was all like, just fell down.
It definitely needed there for the drama of everything.
No, it was the right thing to do.
I guess. I just felt like, I guess the way they portrayed it, like how the camera panned over, it was just kind of like, I felt like they were trying to do a different type of shot than what they normally like went for.
I'm not excited because that's all people are going to be talking about here.
I need to catch up with Breaking Bad.
Well, Brian, you're going to be out of there in like 2 weeks after that. So.
Yeah, but the 11th, and it's going to be the premiere, and I'm going to have to go to work, and I'm going to have to get blah, 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 blah. Did you see that place? Yeah, I see it every day on my way to work. Boring.
Did you just see that place where they got a Coke and a sandwich?
I pass that place where he works in the beginning, the car wash, the octopus wash, almost every day.
Really? Mm-hmm. Does it look as shitty then as it does on TV? Or there? As
no, it's actually the octopus wash is actually really nice.
Is it?
They like hand wash your car. It's really... Mm. And it's like guaranteed if it rains, you get to come back and get another car wash.
Mm. Cool.
Which is a pretty awesome guarantee here because it rarely rains.
Yeah.
It was raining when the podcast started, but it's since stopped and I'm sure it's dry outside.
All right, well, that's Breaking Bad.
I might watch it again after I've lived in California for a couple of years just to...
You should. I think you really would like it.
I went all the way through the second season. It's not like I didn't give it a chance. All
right, right.
But I might try it again. Go on. Next question.
Are you guys excited for Star Wars Battlefront?
Yes.
I haven't played a Battlefront game in ages.
Yes.
Bruce says here that it's apparently a reboot. It's not 3. It's not Battlefront 3.
Yeah, but it's still going to be with Frostbite Engine, so yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I'll be excited. Yes, you, sir, in the back.
Yes, the guy raising his hand.
No?
I've never played a Battlefront right, well, in my life.
Okay.
That's not all exactly right. A question.
I played here, one.
That is a statement.
Hold on. You guys didn't let me finish.
I'm sorry. You ended your sentence. paused for a second. I figured you would.
Just real quick, could you imagine you're in high school, right? You're in English class, or and then she's just like, "Okay, so what do you guys think about this?" And
Alex Raiden read that book.
I've never played Battlefront.
I have a question. Yes, Bentley in the back. I've never read The Hobbit.
Now what do I do?
That's a question.
That's true. All right, anyways, Alex, continue.
Okay, so I've never played Battlefront.
Right.
Yeah, we got
what is it?
It's basically it's a war. It's a Warzone.
It's a war.
Then you get a random
it's
a
war. Imagine like
you're just like
the right game. Just imagine how like Conquest is, where there's like a ticker system, and it's the same concept, but basically it's Star Wars characters. So there's this massive Star war, Wars and you have to just kill each other.
And you're like disposable.
Yeah, you're like
so it's Battlefield but like Star Wars.
Yeah, you just run in there, kill some guys. You're gonna die, and you come back, and then you just go again, and just you keep going.
And you get enough points, you can either become like Darth Vader, Yoda. Obi-Wan.
Like sometimes you could be like a Jedi like master that fucking run in there and just wreck like half the fucking battle.
Just going like this, and people's heads are just getting lobbed off as you pass by until you meet another one, and it's just like, oh shit.
It's honestly one of those like amazing games to play to kill time, and like especially if they're multiplayer, it'd be like amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people play. We used to play it at Darren's house all the time.
So it's Star Wars Battlefield with OP characters.
Yeah.
Well, you can change your characters when you die and stuff.
Yeah, you can like come out as a sniper. Heavy guns.
And it's made with Frostbite now, so that's
it's gonna be amazing, like hands down.
Is it coming out for 60 or the one?
Probably both. It's EA. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna sit
out. Yeah, I played the first one for like 5 minutes. I jumped in the game. I was like, all right, I'm gonna kill.
I remember even the PS2 one was actually really good.
I got destroyed in like 5 minutes that I played, and I didn't play it again. And that was my experience.
Nope.
I played a lot of them. I played that. The PSP one was probably one of the cooler ones.
It's crazy to watch. Like, there's just laser beams flying back and forth everywhere.
Yeah. It's going down, dude. You're gonna
just happening. You don't know what you're doing. You're just running around trying not to die.
I think it's going to be interesting.
And then you're going to become a Jedi. And you're like, all right.
And you're like, yeah.
Who's gonna die?
Now it's your turn.
Yoda like would do that thing where he could just spin it around his side and like run really, really fast, and he would just like chop people's legs and just like. And then you met somebody you could like jump. Oh, that was so much fun! Shit, maybe I will get that game.
I think it'll be fun.
I'll pick it up, but
hopefully it's on PC.
I know I want it on PC just because that'll be so much better. Just go Battlefield and. It's like the same game, pretty much.
Okay, so next question is from Emma, which is actually kind of interesting to think about. Would you rather meet your ancestors from 100 years ago or your descendants 100 from now?
Oh,
bitch.
I want to meet the descendants. If they're fucked up, I could change something in my life.
Yeah.
I could fix it.
No, let's just assume that you can't change anything. Because if you meet your ancestors, you can tell them a bunch of shit, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but...
So, you can't change outcomes.
It's like a depressing thing, because it's like either you can meet your ancestors, and they'll be like, you're such a fuck-up, or you're this awesome one, or you meet, you know, your descendants, and they're either fuck-ups or awesome. So it's like, I'd rather not do anything.
Then don't do it.
I'm fine where I am right now. Thank you.
I think I'd want to go see my descendants.
I do too.
I would want to go see my descendants as well. Can I have a sidebar here for a second?
Sidebar.
I'm playing Animal Crossing, right?
Hold on. Approach the bench.
Thank you, Judge. I'm playing Animal Crossing right now, and it's nighttime in the game, and I'm just cruising along with my little net. A fucking scorpion just came out of the ground and just fucking ran over me. And he stung me and I fell over and the screen went black. And I woke up in front of my house. And this game is terrifying now. This game is fucking scorpions.
That's a real hardcore sidebar. I won't allow it.
Okay.
No, I'm glad you're okay.
Please.
Relevance.
I'm sorry, I just got stung by a scorpion in this game that was really cute before, and now it's just scary.
All right, fine. All right, fine. All right, so what's next?
Well, here's one from Christopher, who says, so who thinks Hey Bunches is a bitch?
Square. This guy.
I second that motion.
All right,
moving on.
Alex, you got an opinion?
All of those?
Later.
That's what a bitch would do. Yeah.
Here's one from Spencer. It just says hi.
Hi.
Hi, Spencer.
Spencer.
Hello, Spencer.
Does he say, like, hi?
Just like says hi. Like, H-I. Nope, just hi.
Oh, well, then, hi.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Next.
Next.
This guy, Austin, is a question for you, Ryan. He's asking you, have you watched The Name of the Doctor yet? You said a while back you hadn't seen it yet, so have you fixed it? The Name of the Doctor is an episode of Doctor Who.
It's the last episode of the season.
I was caught up when it came out. That's why I'm confused.
Mm.
I was
I don't remember you saying you didn't see it.
I was only 2 weeks behind on Doctor Who, and then when the season finale came out, I watched them both.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying that I had missed it. Maybe like maybe it came out on Saturday and I didn't watch it till like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he means. And yes, so I fixed it. I'm all caught up and I'm actually done with Donna.
Yeah, they're going to be announcing the actor, I guess, that's the next Doctor pretty soon.
He looks like have you seen the
if
poster?
They haven't
already
yet.
Have you seen the poster where it's just like from here down, from his like lips down?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It says who's coming back. I don't think it's the Doctor, but it says who's coming back. It looks like that kid that plays Kyle XY.
With no belly. Oh, really? I like that guy.
Like, Google it. Google it. Like, who's Doctor Who? Who's coming back? Or who's returning, I think is what it is.
Yeah, go it.
The first thing that says Doctor Who is who is Clara?
I have some theories about Doctor Who.
Do you?
About what's
Are they spoilerish?
Happen. I have no idea. They're just wild hairs. Like, they're just about what I think is going to happen and how they're going to tie the other people coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have to do with the Daleks. And they're going to destroy the fabric of time again.
You found this poster he's talking about?
No. I'm finding a lot of stuff that's just...
All right, let me find it. You guys continue. Related.
Okay, we'll just move on. Epsilation is asking why Spencer's not on the podcast anymore. It's just Spencer goes to bed early and wakes up really early. And we have the podcast late at night, so that's it.
There you have it.
Easy peasy. Lyrical Nerd, Kayla is asking, have any of you watched Stargate, the TV show?
No.
I've seen the movie.
I have seen at least like 50 random episodes because my dad used to watch that show.
That took
all
me like
the time.
5 whole seconds to find.
Did it? What'd you search?
I searched exactly what I told you to search.
Oh, yeah, it does actually kind of look like him. Wow. You're right, yeah. That's weird.
I searched Doctor Who is returning posters.
Huh.
What Google suggested.
Hmm. You didn't Bing it, huh?
No, I don't use Bing. Damn. I only use Bing on my work computer and my phone.
Oh.
I have Chrome. It's just, why would I get Bing? I already have Chrome.
That's true.
If Bing had its own separate browser that was not Internet Explorer, I'd probably get it.
Yeah. I think you could change the bar up top in Chrome to be Bing.
Nah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Fair enough. The guy from Kyle XY, his name is Matt Dallas. Just letting everybody know.
Great.
So did you hear, I don't know if this is spoilerish, about when Matt Smith's last episode is going to be?
Yeah, it's the Christmas episode.
I thought it was the Christmas one.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
I'm excited to see... How
it better not be a woman.
Doctor.
Oh my god.
It won't
Whoa.
Be. It won't be. It's called Doctor Who, not Doctor Boobs.
Wow.
Huh?
All
right,
so I want to know how they're going to get around the whole, like, he only has 12 regeneration things.
I think they're just going to put that in the wayside, man.
I think they're going to use the 50th special to explain it somehow.
Maybe. I mean, they are bringing in all the doctors. Well, most of the doctors. Some of the doctors. David Tennant's definitely going to be there. And I don't know if... I don't know if Eccleston is going to be there.
I hope so. I liked him.
But, yeah, they're bringing them all in.
And that random guy.
The random guy?
The guy, the doctor, who's going to be the doctor. Like, yeah, the doctor.
It'll be very, very interesting, for sure.
I'm excited.
And then, the Christmas episode?
No, the special.
The special?
Yeah, the 50th. You better know.
Oh, yeah, no, it's November 24th.
Okay, yeah, you better know.
It's my girlfriend's birthday.
I know, that's why you better know.
Which I need to tell her that, because she's planning on having like
I need to tell her I'm going to cancel.
Man, I am so busy. No, she's going to be having like a big old Doctor Who party thing, you know, for her birthday and Doctor Who, all that crap. And
Hoopla.
Yeah, Hoopla. And Allie said that she can have it at her house if she wanted to. That's it. Yep.
All right.
That is neat.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to be busy that night.
Yeah, I'm going to be so busy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be dead that day.
Man, I'm
going to die that
day. I'm going to be dead all week. I'm not going to be able to make it.
I'll see you on Monday. Whatever that family got. You want to go to the dance with me? I'm sorry, Meg. I have to go to my little brother's funeral that day.
Oh, my God.
That was the best worst thing I had ever seen.
Oh, that kid that staples his own stomach. You want to go to the dance with me? Go, 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 go. I'm sorry, Meg. I got to go to the hospital.
And the only other question that's here, because we get a lot of just silly questions. It'd be great if you guys want your stuff actually answered, ask us real questions.
Take a silly question.
Silly question for 500.
Okay. Chad says you guys probably forgot about us and are talking about dicks.
What is Geppetto?
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. You can hit double jeopardy.
What is your... ask my own question.
Nope. Zachary's asking us, what are our favorite non-starter Pokemon?
Non-starter.
Gengar.
Oh. Yeah, Gengar's good.
Gengar, bro, that's my buddy.
I like the Rhydon. I like... what do I like? Dragonite, obviously, because he's just broken. He's probably an obvious answer, because he's broken, but I like him.
Fuck Dragonite. You bitch.
Wait, you scared?
He's scared. He knows where that Destiny Bomb.
Destiny Bomb, bitch. I like any of the ones that are like dual typed so that they are one thing and they're the weakness as well. Like the
The
ones that are the one that's water and electric. I love that one.
Those don't make sense.
They're amazing.
I agree.
That one's a starter. I was thinking of Swampert.
Well, it depends what series you're talking, like what generation. If you're talking all about all together, that's a crazy list.
A real bold question.
I'm sure there's some new generation ones that I love, but I just don't know them that well.
Right. Man, yeah, I can't even think.
Scizor.
I'm really sad.
Scizor.
Yeah, he's cool.
Scizor's a bitch.
What is it? Manchop? What he evolves? What's his name?
Machamp.
It's Machamp.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
He's a champ.
Gengar was my favorite, and then like I think for the next generation, I loved Luxray.
I loved working my freaking gold or Magikarp to the bone to get it to actually evolve instead of catching like a grown one. Because I wanted
it
him sooner.
It
didn't
take a lot of effort.
You had to put him out first. And then switch him. And get him half the experience.
Or you get that item that you can hold. The EXP share.
Yeah, I would do that.
That didn't exist back in the day, though.
Yeah, it did.
Back in Red and Blue?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It would be
bullshit.
Looks like someone didn't find the experience share.
Nah, I definitely did not.
I don't remember that in the originals either.
I don't remember that.
I think one of the guards give it to you?
You get it from one of Professor Oak's aides.
Yeah.
I don't want AIDS.
Well, hold, no, maybe
I will
not.
Give every
maybe,
child AIDS.
Maybe it was gold and silver because you would have had to have them hold it, right?
No, you get it in red and blue, but it would stay in your inventory and it would share experience with all your Pokemon.
Hey, it would do it. It would do it. No, it would do it with the second one in line, wouldn't it?
No, with all of them.
Really?
to the internet.
Yeah,
let's find out.
No, I know it was in there. I just don't remember how it worked.
Calling bullshit.
Shut up. Get up right now. Yeah, introduced in Generation 1. But how did it work? Blah, 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 blah. Called Experience. Yeah, it was called Experience All in the original one.
So you did share it with all of them.
Yeah.
So Alex was right and you were wrong.
I was wrong.
Well, all you did was have a team of two and just paddle the shit out of him.
That's true.
I was wrong with one of the questions.
That's true, too.
I played the shit out of Pokemon Red and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like the one thing I actually got all 150, and I got Mew from like some random kid.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ever done it in. I don't think I got Mew, though.
I got a Mew. He's like, oh, yeah, I got one. I was like, oh, cool. And he traded it for me. Like, we did the trade, you know, bullshit where right when it's about to save, he turns his off so he doesn't lose Mew.
And up.
Yeah, that's like you could save really quick in Zelda.
It's like I traded Mew for like
all your money.
A Rattata.
There's still stuff like that happens now. I mean, turning stuff off. I mean, Borderlands comes to mind. People do in Borderlands all the time.
Yeah, you just like Alt+F4, call it a day.
In Skyrim, when you go to like buy a house, like if you go and buy the Blue Palace, or the place by the Blue Palace, as the guy is like talking, like, wow, okay, that'll be 120,000 gold pieces or whatever. You're like, okay, just one second. You run over to like a cabinet or something. You dump all your gold in there and he goes, all right, here's your key. And then it takes the money, but you have no money and it's already in the process. So you just go back to the cabinet, get your money back out and you didn't spend a fucking dime. And you got yourself a mansion.
That's how like in Assassin's Creed, I always pay the little guy to shut the fuck up. And then I pickpocket.
Thanks, man. Thanks for being so nice. All right.
Yeah, exactly. And then I jump up a roof and go kill some guards.
If we're going to talk about Pokemon, though, for the favorite, I just want to say the least favorite is Bidoof. I want to put that one on the table. That is the worst fucking Pokemon ever made. Fucking Bidoof.
Come on,
not
now.
Like him.
Bidoof.
Are you gonna tell me you like Bidoof?
I'm just saying he has qualities, all right?
No, he's terrible. Even like on the anime qualities. When they introduced him, he came out like mildly retarded.
Ah, come on, he's got qualities.
Come on.
he does not.
He's loyal. Huh?
No.
He has a nice smile.
And more loyal. No. I will add, I like Kingler too. I just have a soft spot for him because when I was a kid and I was a dumbass and I just had random Pokemon on my team the first time I played through.
You were like, who looks cool?
I didn't care. It looked cool. I just needed a water type or another.
My water type was Lapras.
He had a vice grip and that would just rip through people and I was like, all right, you can get it.
Mine was I think I had like a team of like two or three and that was a...
My cool Pokemon was always Scyther.
Yeah, Scyther. He's a pain in the ass to get.
Yeah.
Those were the days, man. Like before EV training and IV training, and
when you were still innocent.
Yeah, EVs were in the original. We just didn't know about it.
Just get the fuck out!
I didn't fucking know about a lot of stuff. Apparently.
Yeah, EVs.
I played the goddamn game. I had fun.
I think it took till Diamond to come out till I learned about IVs and EV training. Like when
I didn't learn about that till like the Game Boy Advance ones, but it was in the original one.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's everything in Heart Gold.
Our team like, still work though.
Yeah.
Now you kind of just want to go back and play the original one on the Game Boy.
No,
just to break it.
Fire Red is so much better.
Yeah, I agree.
So
and they gave that extra content at the end, like
yeah,
that like extra mountain,
the seven islands. That's why I like that Pokemon because it has the seven islands now.
Oh, really? Pokey MMO?
Or... Yeah.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Pokemon?
Dude, I'm coming for you, Terry, man. My Gengar is getting stronger. Dude, he is... I'm just waiting. I have to cap him out because he's going to be my main. Like, I have... My main was a Pidgeot. That was... That's who's getting my badges. My Pidgeot. But I got to... I'm getting my Gengar there. He's almost maxed out in special attack, and I got to go do... Got to go to the Diglett Cave and just fight Diglett for speed.
You let me know when you're ready. I got like my whole, well, almost my.
I have nothing. I just have like a Gengar who's gonna be like, I have to take out like five of your guys. That is Destiny Bond, the last one.
Yeah,
that's my plan. Yeah. Well, Bumdoo, my plan too with Smeargle.
My team
broken ass.
Smeargle's an asshole.
I don't fucking like my team right now. Like. I have a Rhydon and Aerodactyl that I'm trying to swap out for something else. And it sucks because they're all EV trained and ready to go, but then I just got further into the game and it's like, man, you guys are useless.
I'm just sad you can't use better, like, more current ROMs because, like, I have that bullshit team of with a Spirit Team, that Pain Split team.
Oh.
And with Spirit Team, it's so stupid. You just EV train them with, like, HP and just... And defense, and that's it. You split special and regular, and you just keep pain splitting. It's dumb. Or then there's the other team with that fucking turtle, and you get someone to sandstorm, and the turtle just sits there and just keeps doing defense. And then right when you're about to die, you go to sleep. It's like the longest prolonged fight. It gets to the point where like you have no abilities, and it just says Shuckle. Shuckle does a swagger or whatever it's called. Where yeah. they have no moves, and it just goes on from there. Give them leftovers, and that it's so stupid. But I'm definitely gonna start playing again, and I'm coming for you, bro. Destiny Bond,
come get it.
You're gonna learn about that, King. I really hope this works right because the generation's a little different.
Yeah,
it's like I forget. It's like second gen or whatever. Because like I know that right now when I'm doing when I'm fighting Ghastly, if I do lick on them, it's super effective. Because lick was counted, it said lick is counted as ghost, but not really how the way they did it. It's like a different type.
Yeah.
So it's super effective. So it's a different generation. Yeah. So because normally if you go to lick, it would say you can't because he's fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lick that.
Can't wait to <doing?
laughs> get your tongue out of here.
Yeah, I gotta get back on there then. Make sure I got my team set up.
Oh, I just got one. That's it. We're just gonna go 1-on-1. Just.
One-on-one. Nah, Terry. We gotta make this what works for Jose.
We do.
One-on-one.
We'll do tournament rules, dude. 3-on-3. That's how you do it.
That's fine, because I've only been walking around with like four, and then I have two people for like cut.
My team is so fucked. I have a Sandshrew that's like level 10 for cut, and like I have a 33 Gengar that I can't use because I need to EV train him. It's stupid. But we're getting there.
Yeah. All that said, the new generation for X and Y?
I don't know. I want to play it, too. I want to get a 3DS for that.
Have you seen the Pokemon they showed off from that?
No.
For what? X, Y?
Yeah, X and Y.
The fairy-type evolution?
Well, not even that. Just the designs for the new Pokemon that they've showed off. Mm-hmm. I approve. They're looking good.
I gotta get a 3DS because I really want to play those Pokemon. And I know it says like, oh, just I want to play it.
Yeah, me too.
I want to continue the journey. It's a good fucking game.
It looks good so far. No stupid ones so far.
Yeah, no, but you know the stupid ones are in there. They're just not showing them off. There's more Bidoofs, dude.
No, but like Bidoof came way too early. I wasn't ready for him. Like in Gold and Silver, you had like the little Sentrance, the little raccoon guys. And then this one, you're like, oh, cool. You take two steps up and it's Bidoof. And it was just... It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
What the hell is that?
So it was just terrible. I could not with Bidoof.
You couldn't deal with Bidoof?
Whoa!
Whoa, Nintendo!
Yeah. There's a list of all the ones they've shown so far and their pictures. It's a strong lineup so far.
Ah, good old Cerebi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are the starters?
Except the sword one. I don't know how I feel about the sword one.
Oh, I heard about the sword.
It's generally don't.
Dude, that panda. You need that on your team, Terry. You're panda man.
Are the top three the starters?
Yeah, the top three are the starters.
Oh, I can't wait for the fire. I'm so glad. I go fire every time.
Me too.
Dude, look at Froakie there. It's he's like, what? What's that?
That panga's that panda's evolution is.
Damn! Look at that pangas.
Damn! Is that a pangas chan? Oh, it becomes a pangas row.
Oh shit, they said that Clauncher was going to be. I remember he was supposed to be the starter. That's good they didn't make him one. I didn't want to shrimp.
What the fuck is up with these evolutions, man? They just give up. Oh, like, dude, what happened to the three stage?
What?
Is there still three stage Pokemon in this game? It seems like they're all moving from just like a cute thing and then it's a crazy thing.
It is fucking Mewtwo. Awakened. You can't fool me. Mewtwo. See, they were like, oh, it's fucking like Mewtwo. I was like, it's Mewtwo.
Yeah,
they went Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah.
Dude, right there, Swirlix, huh?
Swirlix.
It's like two or three above or below the sword.
On anything.
The kid, he got a little tongue out. And he's like, "Hey, dude, I'ma lick you."
Swirlix, before you lick me.
Swirlix only eats sweets, causing its body to be sweet and sticky like cotton candy. Known moves: draining kiss.
Yep,
dude, that fucking panda's badass.
A legendary deer.
No, the legendary looks badass. The deer looks dumb. That bird,
deer,
dude.
Rainbow deer.
The deer looks awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know what
cool.
you're talking about. I agree.
The fucking bird.
What the fuck's going on? What's going on with this? He has like 50,000 antlers.
How do you pronounce the bird's name?
He's gonna kill you with all of them.
Yveltal. He's a life Pokemon.
Yveltal.
Gotta put that L in there.
I really like that panda bear.
The panda's awesome. I'm picking that up. Apparently,
the thing with the
starters now is it does the fire, water, or grass, but they also do dark, psychic, and fighting, and it goes in reverse for that.
What?
Wait, what?
So the grass one is also, I believe, he's fighting. So the grass, he's grass and fighting. The fire one is fire and psychic.
Fire and psychic?
The grass one is grass and dark. Fire and psychic, and then water and fighting. So the water beats fire, beats grass, but it goes in reverse. So they can beat each other.
So they're all even now.
They're all, well, more.
Well, isn't that what they did in with Typhlosion? With Cyndaquil, like in gold and silver, because I remember my Cyndaquil, like Typhlosion knew how to Thunder Punch, and like that was he didn't like learn it, but you TM'd it.
Yeah, you could do that with anything, but the thing is, that's not his type.
Yeah, he was fire, but they
start out that way.
I like these starter Pokemon. I think these ones I'm actually okay with all three.
I want the fox. I'm done.
Yeah,
I always
do. Yeah, me too, man. I really want the fox.
Get out of here! You guys aren't seeing this frog right now.
Okay, we have to understand. I always go fire. Always.
Yeah, me too. Every single time.
That's the thing, though. Is like, I was the same way. I went with Charmander from the beginning, and I've just stuck with it the whole time. But you guys are all doing it, Terry. You've always been kind of the water guy the whole time.
I do water or grass. I usually.
Dwight needs to go with the grass.
I'm going with Chespin.
You got a wild card. Yep. See.
I'll go with Chespin.
You want to be a spiny net Pokemon?
Yeah. I avoid fire, but I usually do water, and then sometimes I'll do grass.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, though. Having the water one's really nice, because when you learn Surf, it's just kind of like, you know your starter Pokemon's not going to be good. You already know you're going to fuck them up. So.
It's that, and Surf is a good move anyway. So it's like, why not?
Pancham, though, looked pretty cool.
I'm going to go for the perfect starter. I'm going to like sit there and keep resetting my game. I'm going to reset my game, and then when I get like my first Pokemon, I'm not going to kill anything and not level up. I'll lose the first battle, and then like when I get Pokeballs, I'll kill whatever the starter Pokemon is and then make that my mutt.
Mm. Your mutt.
Wait, what?
He doesn't want to fuck up the Pokemon by fighting and killing things, ruining his EVs and IVs and shit.
Yeah, so I got to find out what's going to be the perfect thing for him, and then figure out what type he needs to be, and then get to the right type, and hopefully the IVs are correct. And then from there, I can EV train him and make like an awesome starter, because no one ever has on like a good. All the starters go to shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. This is neat. These look like classic ones. I mean, they get a little bit crazy, but I think that's just when time more detail comes.
I'm still with this fucking panda.
I like this bird.
I don't like the. Well, I don't not like the starter one, but or not starter, but the first part. The evolution though, they look badass.
Fletching, yeah. Fletching yeah. to Talonflame. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's super cute, and he's just kind of wild around. Like, hey guys, how you doing? And then he grows up, and he's just like, "What's up, man?
That's the way it should be.
The evolved form of Fletching is capable of reaching speeds up to 310 miles an hour when diving for its prey.
That ain't shit.
That's the turtle Pidgey right there.
He ain't got shit on Pidgeot. He ain't got shit. Yeah, Pidgeot hits Mach. Pidgeot
broke the sound.
Yeah, whatever. And you got this flying dragon thing. It's like a bat.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a bat dragon, man.
That's a bat, dude.
I know, it's got like these big old eyes.
If he could find you. I bet its sight sucks.
He's probably psychic.
Nah, it's
he ain't.
What is this? Sound wave?
Flying dragon.
He's a sound wave Pokemon. That's what it says.
Classification, yeah. But his type is flying and dragon.
I think the sword one is the one that's killing me here.
I'm going to have one just for you, Terry.
I like him.
The ones that are designed after like inanimate objects.
What was that Pokemon that was like a bunch of symbols and shit?
Unknown.
Unknowns.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm putting this in the same thing, in the same category as that guy.
Yeah.
I know it was ridiculous. You had to like get everything. There was like an exclamation, a question mark.
Yeah.
And like the alphabet. It was ridiculous.
A sword Pokemon. That's literally what it's called. It's a sword Pokemon.
It's a sword.
It's literally a sword. Like it comes out of the sheath and everything.
It's steel. It's steel and ghost.
I'm definitely glad it knows how to do swords dance, because
yeah, I would be.
I would hope like, so.
Right now, I'm just meh. Whatever. I don't care for it. But yeah. I would be genuinely upset if this is a sword and you don't give it sword dance. Yeah,
I don't know how to dance. I'm sorry, guys.
This legendary one's weird. It has like three wings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it knows weird. A move called Oblivion Wing.
That's its tail is a hand.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Lugia is.
Dude, that Awaken Mewtwo is just... I want to use it.
I do too.
Meh.
How dare you?
I never cared for Mewtwo.
How dare you, sir?
I didn't even care for Mew or Mewtwo or any of them. I
resented him because he was popular and everybody fucking wanted him and he was legendary.
You resented him because he was made. You didn't
because
think
he was
real
awesome.
Pokemon.
He had the highest special attack, dude. That's what made him awesome.
Now he doesn't.
He still does.
He might now that he's awakened.
Sure, it's up there, but yeah.
Yeah, right? Now that he's awake, he's been sleeping.
Been sleeping the whole time.
Shit, you guys don't even know what you're up for now that he's awake. I thought that was a dream.
Oh, okay. So the two legendary down here is what separates X and Y. Mm-hmm. So the deer is X and the Y is the bird.
Because mm-hmm. It looks like a Y.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
what they say right there in the description. And the deer's eyes have X's in them.
Man, I hate like that they do that. It's like, hey, buy both our games. They're exactly the same, except you can get this one Pokemon.
Well, no, you get them both, but they always do that thing like with Gold and Silver where you like if you had Gold, you got Ho-Oh at 40 and Lugia at 70. And then it was vice versa with the other one. And
well, it changes what Pokemon you have in the game, too. So that you have to have another person with another copy to get them all.
Or your own.
Well, not even anymore, because now you can...
Okay, all right. Well, let's settle this now. Terry, what are you getting, X or Y?
Probably Y. Because that legendary is fucking badass.
When does it come out?
October.
October? I could probably have one by then.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'll probably get X or Y. Maybe X. Well, I don't know.
You got... Well, I mean, I know it's Halo and it's your baby, Ryan, but you got that spare 360, yeah?
No.
No?
I gave that to my brother.
Oh, you gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. I'll take either one because I'm not going to use the legendary. But
yeah, but I'm still, you know, if I'm going to get one, we might as well get opposites just in case, you know, because it obviously doesn't matter.
Right.
I'll pick up X. I'll get Xerneas. Gersneas. You don't know what that X sounds like. It could be anything. It's a wild card of the
alphabet. Wait, what does Halo have to do with my Xbox?
I was going to say, because you got the new Xbox, if you still had your old Xbox, you could trade it in for 100% more now. Yeah, right now.
Scott has.
Yeah, they're taking 200 on it.
Next question.
I don't fucking know. That was the end, dude. There's people no stopped asking. Good one.
What was that one?
It's hot.
No, what?
Dude, that pan is just awesome.
Yeah.
Like, good job.
Yeah. There's some other ones, but they're not, we can't get a conversation out of them. It's literally just like one word answers type of things.
Like what?
Is Terry doing Saints Row again like last time, or is Dwight?
Now let's talk about that. What do you guys think that you should do?
Both. We're doing it together. The only reason that I didn't do it together with him this time is because I already played through the entire game like 3 times.
Sorry.
So
there's that.
Yep.
I tried.
Yeah. Shimmy is asking if you're a merman, Ryan.
Merman! Merman.
Fuck. Is that an answer?
Is that what you wanted? Merman!
That's exactly the answer he wanted.
Shimmy. Shimmy's a girl.
She wanted, I'm sorry.
Show us your flippers. Let's see them.
It's Zoolander, guys.
They're in the wash.
I'm a merman.
Simon asked if Sleepers is going to make a return in Elder Scrolls Online. Maybe. I haven't even gotten a beta for that, and I'm really disappointed by that, because I signed up almost immediately.
Yeah, I did too. But
and then people are all fucking playing and stuff, and I'm like, what's up? Where's mine?
Max, leave it alone. Stop licking yourself.
That's why I don't know. It all depends. I would like to, yes, but if it's going to be an MMO that you got to pay for every month, I probably won't play it. I do not need any more monthly costs.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Surprise, Jose's just sitting idly by while you're doing this.
Yeah!
Be hyped as fuck right now.
Down by the river.
No, I won't let this happen.
Not this time. Not again.
Can I get it, Dwight?
Dwight.
Yeah.
I have some time off. I'm going to be packing up the house, but I will have hours to play games.
Mm-hmm.
So. Don't forget about me.
Don't you?
I have the 8th and the 9th where I won't be doing anything till the afternoon.
8th and the 9th? Okay, Thursday, Friday next week.
Yep, and then I'm taking the 13th, the 12th and the 13th off as well.
Right. Well, 12th is your birthday, so I'm assuming that you're going to be busy all day.
Well, unless we can do Yeah. Because Sarah's going to be working, so.
Okay, so you'll have the day.
So we could do something during the day until 5, and then wait till Sarah goes to bed at 10, and then continue doing something.
Yeah.
Have like a breather.
So I'm going to do the 13th. You said that you have the 13th off?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well.
Why not?
Oh.
I'm on vacation.
I won't be here the 13th.
Why?
Where are you going to be?
New York.
Why?
Are you going on that vacation like me?
No, I'm going to go get my girlfriend from New York.
So you're going to go to New York to get her from New York?
He's going
to
go save his girlfriend from New York.
Can she get on a plane and you can just meet her at the airport? Is that too hard?
No. She's not flying down.
She what?
She's not flying down.
Oh,
I'm going there and then we're driving down.
What?
She's scared of planes?
She's probably taking her car. She doesn't have a car at school. God damn, you stupid people.
Believe it.
It's not
okay,
that.
You said she's in New York. I didn't believe she'd have a car, okay? I thought
she's
normal.
Not in the city.
Well, you could have told me that ahead of time. What you said, New York.
He has many times. He didn't go to New York City. With
how many times have I been here?
Well, maybe if you were here more, you wouldn't miss so much shit. So
well, don't blame I'm us. Here now.
Oh yeah, you're here now. Stop you didn't see anything. Whose fault is that? Is it my fault? Is it Alex's fault? It's your
stop
fault.
It. Stop it! Stop it! I hate it when Dad and Dad fight.
Bullshit. This is Shelly's fault that I'm not here.
Be around more.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Why are the dads fighting?
You need to be around more. We need to play some Left 4 Dead together.
We do. It's installed, I think.
Me and Agent have been ready for months to play Left 4 Dead.
We can't have seven people playing Left 4 Dead.
No, no, we can't.
Well, somebody already has to be excluded. Let's do it on the 13th.
Bitch.
All right, that solves that, guys. Good job.
Done sorry. Deal.
Sorry.
He's not sorry.
I'm not sorry. He's not sorry. We're not sorry, Alex. You did this to yourself.
I'm serious, though, by the way.
I am also am serious.
They just opened a restaurant here called Are You Cereal?
Is it a cereal store?
Is it a cereal restaurant?
I would
is it really?
So.
Cereal restaurant. It's a coffee shop, but they have every variety of cereal, and it's like $5.50 for the buffet. All you can eat cereal.
What?
And they provide the milk, I hope.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Your own milk. BYOB.
Milk into a bowl.
BYOM.
No, it's like probably one of those things that you pull down, you know, like Hometown Buffett used to have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you ladle
mm-hmm.
it.
Right, you ladle the milk in.
This isn't Honduras. We don't have to do that.
Ladle, ladle, ladle.
Their milk's like warm because they have to like warm it up because it's canned.
Why would
Ryan?
You go there?
Yeah, why?
It's fucking gross.
So when you go on a mission for the church, you get to put like some stuff down, like kind of to say like, you know, I have family in such place, so you don't go to places. And I put that I did not want to leave the country only because I wanted some good ass milk. No other reason. I just did not want to drink bad milk. And I ended up going to northern Illinois, which has fresh Wisconsin milk every day.
What's so special about Wisconsin milk?
It comes second only to California dairy products, in my opinion.
You have cruised the nation for the freshest milk?
I have looked for many a milk, yes, over my travels throughout the country. Milk is something I have every morning of my life.
Now, you went to New York for your honeymoon.
I had milk.
Was the milk good?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it just came from like, it's just like prepackaged milk. But you know that the milk you get that's real California milk is better.
Milk.
It's just better. Shut up. You piece of shit. I'm out of this podcast.
It's that much more funny because that came from Ryan.
Thank you.
Get myself a glass of milk.
Milk.
I like how we all started laughing at that. So simple. So brilliant.
Yeah, no, I am.
Shut up.
I'm simple and brilliant.
Yes, you are, Terry.
More simple than brilliant.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, but I'm still brilliant.
Terry, at least show us the respect to put the thing down while you're playing.
No.
Oh, Terry.
That's okay. I have bugs to catch.
Terry, I need you to tell me.
I hope you get killed by another scorpion, you piece of shit.
I hope you know.
Don't
the
you put that evil on me.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I want to see that movie again.
Me too. It's been too long.
That's all you know.
We'll watch it together, Terry.
Yes.
Ready? Go!
Shit.
That's what we'll do. No, that's what we'll do. I don't have it yet either. No. I need to go and buy it.
Thought I was missing something.
I need to go buy it.
Yes. Buy it. Buy it on DVD today.
I'm going to go to a used DVD store and buy it.
Is it a dedicated store for used DVDs?
Yeah, of course. You haven't seen those? I'm sure there's one in town. Maybe in Stockton.
Maybe in Stockton.
At least in
Rasputin.
At least in Stockton.
Rasputin.
I thought they were music.
They have movies, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, think. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question that may seem a little forward.
Oh. Yes, I will marry you, Ryan.
Are we almost done with this podcast or what?
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't enjoy conversing with his friends.
It is tired in here.
It is very much past tired o'clock.
Very much past. And it's so hot. Wow.
It's so damn hot.
I can't wait to live in the Bay Area.
Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, it's been wonderful this week, Ryan.
Milk was
terrible.
It has
been great. It's been like 85 all week. And like a nice breeze. It's been awesome.
Yeah, and the Bay Area will be like 70s all the time. Moist. Fog!
Fog, yes. Is that something you don't have there?
I love fog. No, there's no fog here. Are you high? It's the desert.
So what? It could be a dude out there with a fog machine.
We're a mile high.
You could still own a fog machine.
Yeah, you are.
I want to be back on sea level, and I'm going to go for runs because I can. I can actually breathe. I walk up the 17 stairs to the bathroom, and I'm like,
they're making a black 3DS. I'm happy.
I'm checking. Okay. Oh my gosh, Ryan!
What?
August is your month, bro.
I know that.
Like it is for more than one reason.
I know that.
I'm checking. I was checking the weather just to see if it was going to continue in the 80s or whatever, and it is. Next 10 days is mid 80s.
Go to San Bruno.
San Bruno? Is it San or Sam?
San.
San Bruno.
San Bruno.
I'm getting a bunch of places in Mexico.
Then put California.
San Bruno Park, apparently, is what it's called.
No, put in San Mateo.
Oh, God, Ryan.
You're a fool.
You're a fool for love.
Damn.
Ryan? What do you have to say about that?
Just thinking about it.
I know it's...
I have nothing to say.
No? Nothing at all?
Did you find it?
The thing didn't pop up. I'm trying to find a zip code in there.
All right, phone. I will go to you.
94020. Do do do! Oh my.
69, 70, 69, 69, 69, 70, 70, 60, or 71, 65, 69, 78, 76. Oh my god!
I'm actually getting low 60s on weather.com.
I'm on AccuWeather or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay, now let me go through this. Right now it's 85, and thunderstorms and rain.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow it's gonna be 91, which is the high, but I guarantee you it says real feel is 96.
Of course.
Monday's 93, but real feel is 97. 92, 93, 91, 80. That's going to be nice. 77, 86.
That'll be nice.
On my birthday, it's going to be a beautiful day. Great day to go see a movie in the morning. I'm going to go see X-Men.
You mean Wolverine?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean Wolverine.
Hmm. Well, our weather welcomes you.
I am welcome to it. It's so hot, my back is just sweating.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan.
You and me both.
Anyways, thanks everybody for listening to this week's Team Mongoose podcast.
Woo!
Thanks.
Now you're more aware of the weather in the Bay Area of California and of New Mexico.
It's so hot.
If you haven't, I think every week you have mentioned your weather.
Well, you don't let me have my portable air conditioner on.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
115 next week.